Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tes, which is a pretty famous daf because it's known as one of the most challenging dafim in all of Maseches Yevamos. But don't worry, we probably won't get there because we're all the way back on Daf Chesed and Beis, about halfway down the page on Daf Chesed and Beis. And today what we're going to discuss is Rebbe's Shita in how to darshan all these psukim. Meaning we've been working with an assumption for the first seven dafim of this Masechta that from the word Aleha, we learn that you don't do Yibum on an Ereva or a Tzar. But Rebbe does not derive that from Aleha. So what does Rebbe derive from the word Aleha? And then the Gemara is going to talk about what the limud is that you only bring different karbanos for Averos when it's the level of an Avera that you're chayiv karis if you do b'mezid and chatos if you do b'shogeg. So we're going to spend a lot of time on all the different types of karbanos chatos that you bring and how all of them are only in situations where it's an Avera that would be chayiv karis if you do amazing. Chatos if you do b'shogeg. Then the Gemara is going to bring the Shita of Levi, that Levi holds that even though our Mishnah said that there are 15 arayos that pater tzorosehen, there's actually a 16th arayos that pater tzorosehen, and that is Imo Anusas Aviv, that of a person's mother who is Anusas Aviv. That should have been in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to have three reasons why Rebbe does not think that that should be in the Mishnah, three reasons why Rebbe rejects that. One of the reasons will appear in today's daf, and the other two will appear in tomorrow's daf. Then the Gemara is going to tell us a statement of Rabbi Chiya that by all of the 15 arayos in the Mishnah, you could say it's shaykh to set up a case that you have two sisters that are zakuk to yibum to two brothers, and each one of the sisters is arayos with a different one of the brothers. So asur lezeh, muteros lezeh, and the Gemara is going to have three opinions as to how limited that statement is. Is that true of all 15 arayos in the Mishnah? Only some of the arayos in the Mishnah? So we're going to have to set up a lot of different cases to figure all of that out. So let's begin. We left off in the middle of the page on Daf Ches Amud Beis. We are up to Gufa, right in the middle of the page on Daf Ches Amud Beis. I believe that's where we left off. So says the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Shita of Rebbe, which we mentioned briefly yesterday, that darshins the Ptur of Arayos and the Tzaros from Chalitza and Yibum, and it says as follows: Gufa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe had said that the pasuk says in the parsha of Yibum, it does not say v'lakach lo liisha, rather it says ulkacha lo liisha. It does not say v'yabim, it says v'yibma. So lesser Tzaros v'Arayos. It's from the fact that it says ulkacha and v'yibma that we learn that you don't do Yibum on Tzaros and Arayos. So the Gemara asks, how does Rebbe learn ta'asr Tzaros and Arayos from that pasuk? Midi tzaros ksiv hacha. The pasuk doesn't say anything about tzaros. How could you learn an isra of tzaros from such a pasuk? Va'od tzaros militzror nafka. And aside from that, we already have a source for the limud that you don't do yibum on a tzara. It's from the word litzror. So why does Rebbe need this pasuk to tell me ta'asr tzaros? So litzror mapukle Rebbe lichid Rebbe Shimon. No, Rebbe already uses the word litzror for a different drasha along the lines of how Rebbe Shimon used the word litzror. Because we're going to have a Mishnah later on in this Masechta, on Daf Chav Chesem Beis, that talks about three brothers, where two of the brothers marry two sisters. So you have Reuven and Shimon marry Rachel and Leah. Then Reuven and Shimon die, and Rachel and Leah are both facing Yibum with the third brother, with Levi. So Rabbi Shimon patters Rachel and Leah from doing Chalitza or Yibum with Levi, and he darshans it from the Pasuk, Isha elachosa lo tikach litzrar. So he darshans that when they are nasos tzaros zulazu, by the Zika they become tzaros to each other. They were never tzaros to each other before. Each one was married to a different brother. But now they're both zakuk to the same brother. They're both zakuk to the Yavam. So then there's not going to be lukuchin with either one of them. There's not going to be any requirement of Yibam and Chalitza. So Rebbe holds like that when they become tzaros zulazu through the Zika, they're pater from Yibum and Chalitza. So that's what I learned from Litzrar. And therefore, Litzrar is not free to tell me the Isser of Tzaras Erva, that you don't do Yibum on Tzaras Erva. So therefore, Rebbe had to have a different pasuk to tell me that you don't do Yibum on Tzaras Erva, and that was Ulkacha. That it didn't just say v'lakach, it said ulkacha, and that's how we learn the Yisr of Yibum on Tzaras Erva. So Gemara goes back to its first question, though, that we asked the Rebbe. Tzara hacha ksiv Does it say anything about Tzara over here? It does. The whole pasuk doesn't even mention a Tzara. So how can you derive from this pasuk that there's an Isser of Tzara's Erva? So Hachi Ka'amar. No, what it means says as follows. In Cain, if Tzara's Erva was mutter to do Yibuman, Lema Krav V'lakach. The pasuk should have said V'lakach lo li'isha. Mai ulukacha. Why does it say ulukacha lo li'isha? So from the fact that it says ulukacha, it sounds like the pasuk is talking about a mace who had two wives, and the Torah tells us, take one of them and not both of them, which tells us that had it not been for the Torah telling us that, they otherwise both would have been eligible. Whenever you have the option of taking either one of the wives, of taking of doing Yibum or Chalitza on either one of them, the brother was married to two women, and you have the option, this woman, that woman, this wife of the brother, that wife of the brother, then Sharia, then you could do Yibum. But if you're not able to be Mekayim Ulukacha with one of them, because one of them is your daughter, your sister, Achasid, whatever, one of them is Arayos to you, then Tarvayu Asirin, then they're both going to be asur to you, because if you wouldn't be asur, so that's the din of Tzaras Erva. It's from the word Lukacha. Lukacha sounds like that you could have had the option of Likuchin on either one of them. So since in the case of a Tzaras Erva, you did not have the option of Likuchin on either one of them, so there's no mitzvah Yim Chalitza at all. So the Gemara now continues to explain the Shita of Rebbe. Once the Torah asks, did I mention the sponsor for today? Did I forget? What? I have it. I didn't mention it. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arnold's Wife and Children. Normally I put this away after I mention it. By Dr. David Lander and Arnold's Wife and Children, also by Ellen Avi Freilich, in memory of Avi's father, Harv Yitzchak Dov Freilich, whose 20th yard site was yesterday. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Sorry about that. So the Gemara continues to explain the Shita of Rebbe. Once the Torah asks with the drasha that it says by Tzaras Erva, b'makom mitzvah yibum, there's room to aser even shalom b'makom mitzvah from a kal v'chomer. V'yibma b'makom yibum hu dasi retzara shalom b'makom yibum shar yitzara. So that teaches us that when there's a yibum situation, that's when a Tzaras Erva is aser. But when it's not a yibum situation, there's a guy who's not related to you, who happens to be married to one of your arayos and to another woman, there is no issur of being married marrying that other woman when that marriage ends. So that tells me shalom b'makom yibum. There's a tzara serva is mutter. So now the Gemara says, okay, that was Rebbe. Rebbe learned from v'lakcha and v'yibma v'rabanan haylu kacha my avdile. What do the rabbanan who learn from litzror tzara serva? What do they learn from ulukacha? What drasha are they going to make? The patur of tzara is already derived from litzror, according to the Rabbanan. So mibayilahu, they need the word ulukacha for a different drasha. Lichd Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, Dam Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, ulukacha melamed shemegar shebeget umachzira, tells me a different halacha, that once a person does yibum, she becomes a regular wife, in the sense that if he divorces her, he can divorce, if he gives her a regular get, just like you would any other wife, you don't do chalitza or anything like that, it's just a regular get. And if he wants, he can marry her again afterwards. And we don't say, oh, well, once he already fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum, now she just goes back to being Esha Sachiv, which is one of the Arayos, and he's not allowed to marry her. No, once he did Yibum, she becomes his full-fledged wife like any other wife, where he would, if he wants to divorce her, it's a get, and even after divorcing her, he'd be allowed to remarry her. She doesn't go back to the status of Arayos of Esha Sachiv. And what does he learn? What did the Rabban learn from V'yibma? V'yibma teaches me Al-Kar, that Yibum works even with the Bia Bal Karcha, even against her will. She still becomes his wife with such a Yibum. V'Rebbe, now Rebbe, who already used V'Lukacha and V'Yibma for the din of Tzaras Erva, how do I know these two dinim? The din that you could be Megarish or Machzira after you do Yibum, that she's a regular wife, and the din that the Yibum works even Bal Karcha. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, the din of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that you could be Megarish with a get, and you could remarry her, me, li'isha nafka. It could have written l'kachalo. Why does it have to say l'kachalo li'isha? So from the fact that it says li'isha, it tells me that she's a full-fledged wife for all halachas, including that you're megarisha with a get, and you can be machzira. Al-karcha, how do I know that Yibum works al-karcha? Mi'yivama yavo aleha nafka. That the lashon implies, even if it's bal-karcha. V'rebi, Rebbe who doesn't darshan the gzereshava of aleha, aleha, hai aleha my avdilei, meaning we use the gzereshava of aleha, aleha, to tell tell me that an erva is potter from yibum. Rebbe learns that an erva is potter from yibum from v'yibuma. So what does Rebbe do with the word aleha? So now we're going to get into a whole discussion about karbanos, because that's what Rebbe does with the word aleha. A little bit of background about karbanos. There are lots of different types of karbanos chatos that a person would bring, or that somebody would bring if they do an aveira b'shogeg. Any standard isser that you chayev alav kares when you do a b'mezid, if a yachid violates such an isser, he brings a kisva or a si'ira, a nekeva, a female animal, kisva or a si'ira for a karban chatos. If Beis Din HaGadol paskins a heter on something that's asur, and the majority of the tzibur follows that psak of the Beis Din, and then Beis Din realizes they made a mistake, then each individual who followed that psak does not bring their own karban chatos, but rather each shevet brings a parhel and davar shel tzibur as a karban chatos in such a case, to represent the shevet, because it was Beis Din's mistake, it wasn't the people's mistake. A third type of chatos, if a kohen mashiach, a kohen gadol, was nimshach b'shem and amishcha, violates an avera b'shogeg, he brings not a kisva or a si'ira, he brings a par l'chatoso. He brings a bull as a karban chatos. A nasi that violates an avera b'shogeg brings a male sa'ir l'chatos, not a si'ira, not a kisva, a male sa'ir l'chatos. And then when it comes to avodah zara, the rules are entirely different. If a yachid violates avodah zara b'shogeg, he brings a si'ira, but not a kisva. So it's still a female, but he doesn't have the option of si'ira or kisva, just the si'ira. That's his only option. If a tzibur violates avodah zara based on a hara'as based in, then they bring a par la'ola and a si'ir l'chatos for each and every shevet. So essentially there are six types of karbanos chatos, and what the Gemara is going to try to show is that in all of those cases, you're only going to bring those karbanos if the avera that was done was one which, if you did it b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares. So Rebbe needs aleha mi bayilei licha detanya. He needs it for the following braisa. Ein chayiv b'mezid el al davar shes dono kares. That Beis Din only brings their parhel and davar shel tzibur if the thing that they paskened about was something that if you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv kares. But if what they paskened about was just a regular lav, then they would not bring a parhelim davar. So the Brisa tells us another limitation, vishig gasol chatos. They also only would bring a parhelim davar if an individual who violated that avera b'shogeg would bring a karban chatos. But something, even if it's a chi of kares, when done b'mezid, but if it would not be a chi of chatos when done b'shogeg by an individual, Beis Din is not going to bring a parhelim davar shel tzibur. Well, where do you ever have such a thing? That if you did it b'mezid, it's a kares, but if you do it b'shogeg, it's not even a chatos. That's by the mitzvah saseh that are chayiv kares. You fail to bring karm pesach, you fail to do a milah. That's zdono kares. Shigagasa is not going to be chatos. So Beis Din does not bring a parhelim davar shel tzibur if they make a mistake in psak about bringing karm pesach or about doing milah. V'chein ha-mashiach. And the same is true by a kohen mashiach, by the kohen gadol. That's Meshuach B'Shem and Amishcha. He only brings the Par Koyen Mashiach if it's something that a regular person would be Chayiv Kares had he done it B'mezid, and be Chayiv Echatos had he done it B'shogeg. V'lo B'Avodos Chavim, and also Tzibor is not Chayiv the Par La'ola and the Sir L'Chatos by an Avodah Zarah case, El Al Dov Shechayiv and El Dov Kares V'Shogos L'Chatos, unless the Avodah Zarah is a kind of a worship of Avodah Zarah that would carry with it a Chayiv Kares. Like you Shecht something level Dazar, you're Maktir something level Dazar, you're Menasech level Dazar, you're Meshtachave level Dazar. But if it's the kind of violation of a Dazara that would not carry with it a Chi of Kares, for example, Mechabek or Menasech, the din is that if someone goes and gives a hug or a kiss to an Avodah Zarah, it's a lav, he's not winning any prizes, it's a lav, it's very bad, but he's not Chayiv Kares for that. So then the Tzibur would not bring a Parlol and a Sir Lachatos in such a case. So the Gemara brings another Mishnah that tells us these limitations by Karban Chatos, Utnan Nami, and we have a Mishnah Maseches Horios, Kol Mitzvah Shabbatorah, Shechayev Nal Zon Karis Val Shigos Lachatos. Any Los HaSeh in the Torah that you Chayev Karis if you do b'mezid, and you chayev chatos if you do b'shogeg, yachin mevi kisva si'ira. If an individual does it, he has to bring a kisva or a si'ira as a karmel chatos. If an individual did that avera b'shogeg, nasi mevi sa'ir. A nasi would bring a sa'ir for doing that avera. And Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, that paskined about this and followed his psak, u'beizdin, or beizdin that made a psak psak about this, and the Rova the Tzibur followed the psak, Mevi'in par, would bring a par on such an Avera, Ubavodos Kuchavim, and if the Shogeg was about an Avodah Zarah, was about an Avera of Avodah Zarah, Yachid v'Nasi, Mashiach, Mevi'in Si'ira. The Yachid and the Nasi and the Mashiach would all bring a Si'ira for a Kamar Chatos, but Tzibur, and the Tzibur that violates Avodah Zarah, based on the Haras, based in Mevi'in par v'Sarah, par liol v'Sarah l'Chatos. They'd have to bring both a par and a Sa'ir. So the Gemara now brings, what's the source for the idea that a Chatos is brought on something that's done Karas and Shigas Chatos? Meaning, all we've said so far is that there is a din that whenever you bring Karban Chatos, any of the six types of Karban Chatos, it's only if it's the kind of Avera that if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv Karis, if you do it b'shogig, you chayiv Chatos. So the Gemara seems to have been assuming, of course that's true by a regular Karban Chatos that an individual brings, that it's only the kind of Avera that you chayiv Karis for. How do I know that? Where does it say that? So minan emili, how do I know that you only bring a Chatos for the kind of Avera that you chayiv Karis if you do it b'mezid? Titan Rabbanan, because the Brisa tells us that the Pasuk says, by Parallel Dover Shal Tzibur, the Pasuk says, V'noda achatas asher chatu aleha, so Rabbi Yomar, Nemar kan, by the Chatas Tzibur, it says, aleha, V'nemar la'alan, and by achos isha, by our parsha of Yibum, by Achos Isha, it says Aleha. So Malah Alon, Davar Shechayv Malzon, Karis Al Shigas Chatos. Just like Arayos is something that's a chiyuv kares, and if you do b'shog chayv chatos, Safkan. So too by Chatos Sibur, you only bring a parallel Davar Shel Sibur and Davar Shechayv Malzon Kares Val Shigas Chatos. So you see that according to Rebbe, the word Aleha is needed for that. Meaning, you can't tell me that the word Aleha is there to tell me that you don't do Yibum on Arayos. The word Aleha is needed to tell me that you only bring these Karbanos Chatos if it's something that you're Chayiv Kares for, if it's an Aver that you'd be Chayiv Kares for. So the word Aleha by Erva Sachos Isha is used for that Gezerah Shava to teach me that a Parhalim Dover is only for something that's Dono Kares and Shigasal Chatos, and therefore the word Aleha is no longer available. And that's why Rebbe doesn't darshan the Ptur of the Erva and the Tsaras Erva from the word Aleha, and that's why he needs to darshan it from Ulekacha. He needs his own drasha. So the Gemara says, okay, that's a makor for Parom Davar Shel Tzibur. How do I know that a Chatos Mashiach is also only for something that's done with Kares? That the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach, also only brings a Chatos if it's a kind of Avera that you'd be Chayiv Kares if you did it b'mezid? So Ashke Chan Tzibur, we learn from the Gzeresh of Avaleha that a Tzibur only brings a par on something that's Zdono Kares, because the pasuk that we learned from is the Parallel Davar Shel Tzibur. But Mashiach Minalan, how do I know that a Kohen Gadol made a mistake in a psak for himself to violate that which is Chayiv Kares B'mezid, that he brings his Karban? So the Gemara says, we learned Dichsiv B'Mashiach, because it says by the Kohen Gadol, it says Lo Ashmas Ha'am. It says, Imakoin HaMashiach Yechta Lo Ashmas Ha'am Nikrval Chatasov. So from the fact that it says Lo Ashmas Ha'am, Hari Mashiach Kitzibur, the Torah itself is equating the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, with the Tzibur, that his Asham is like the Ashmas HaTzibur, and therefore he also is only going to bring a par if it's the kind of Avera that if you did it b'mezid, you'd be Chayiv Kares, just like the Tzibur only brings a par if it's in the kind of Avera that if you did it b'mezid, you'd be Chayiv Kares. So Gemara says, okay, how do I know that a Chatos Yachid and a Nasi only comes for something that's Dono Kares, is only brought for something that if you did it b'mezid, you'd be Chayiv Kares? So Yachid v'Nasi, the idea that Yachid and Nasi would only bring their Karbanos if it were something that you're Chayiv Kares for, Asya Mitzvos Mitzvos, it's a Gzera Shava, that by Chatos Yachid it says, V'im Nefesh Achas Techto B'shkag Me'amartz Pasos Achas Mi Mitzvos Hashem Ashalot Yasen V'Yashem, and by the Nasi it says, V'asei Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem, and by the Part Zibur it says, V'asu Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem. So we learn a Gzera Shava, just like the Mitzvos that it says, the word Mitzvos that it says by Part Zibur is only on something that's dono kares. You're only going to bring that par if it were b'mezid, if it were an avera that you chayv kares for doing b'mezid. So too, the mitzvos that it says by the yachal and the nasi, the word mitzvos that it says by the yachal and the nasi indicates that the yachal and the nasi only bring that karban if it's something that you'd be chayv kares if you did it b'mezid. Okay, how do I know that a chatos tzibur of avodah zara is only if it's the kind of avodah zara that you'd be chayv kares had you done it b'mezid? So the Brisa tells us as follows: V'lo b'avod chavim el davar shchayv el that tzibur only brings a parvis sa'ir for a violation of avodah zara if it's the kind of violation of avodah zara that you chayv kares for. Had you done it b'mezid, tzibur b'avodas chavim yalef me'enei me'enei. We learn the din of tzibur b'avodas zara from a gzeres shava of me'enei. By paralam davar shal kolam mitzvos, it says v'nelam davar me'enei hakal, and by the parin sara of a tzibur b'avodas zara, it says v'hayayim me'enei ha'eda nasa l'shkaga v'asu kol ha'eda par v'gomer. So just like the parachatos of each of all other mitzvos is only on something that's chayvals dono kares, so too the parin, the sor of avodah zara, is only when it's dono kares. Good. Yachid nasi mashiach. Now the Gemara says, what's the makar that even the chatos of a yachid and a nasi and a mashiach, when it comes to avodah zara, are all only for averos that you're chayv kares had you done b'mezid? So how do I know that you're only that yachid nasi u'mashiach? How do I know that that you only bring their karbanos when it's an avera that had you done b'mezid you'd be chayv kares? Im nefesh achas. We learn it from the fact that by avodah zara it says v'im nefesh achas, echad yachid ve'echad nasi ve'echad mashiach b'mashma. That implies whether it be yachid, whether it be the nasi, whether it be the kohen gadol. Vav mosif alinyan rishon. And the Vav connects it to the previous parsha. The previous parsha is a Shigas of avodah zara of a tzibur, which we already said is only for something that's dono kares. So v'yilma tachton me'elyon. Therefore, we can learn the din of a nasi and a mashiach and a yachid from that which it said by a par of a tzibur, that it's only for something that is zdono kares. So the Gemara explains that according to the Rabbanan, who darshan aleha to teach me tzaras erva, meaning now we've explained that Rebbe, who does not use aleha to tell me about tzaras erva, what he does use aleha for. And it relates to this whole inyan about karbanos, that you only bring a karban if it's something that if you did b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares. What about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan did use aleha to tell me that you don't do yibum on arayos. So according to the Rabbanan, who darshin aleha to tell me about saras erva, so what's the makar that a chatos is only ba al davar shel zdono kares? How did the Rabbanan know that you don't bring carbon chatos for any avera that you're not chayiv kares had you done it b'mezid? Rabbanan, hay svarim min alu, meaning all this limud was a great limud within Rebbe, but the Rabbanan already used aleha. So how do they know that you're only chayiv a carbon if it's the kind of avera that you'd be chayiv kares had you done it b'mezid? So Nafkaluhu, they learned that din, that it's true of all chata'os, midemakri le Rabbi Yeshua lebrei, from the drasha that Rabbi Yeshua taught in front of his son, that the pasuk says in the end of the parsha of chata'os of Avodah Zarah, it says, Torah achas yeh lechem la'osa b'shkaga, and then it says va'nefesh shetasa biyad rama. So from the fact that chatos of avodah zara b'shogeg is juxtaposed with kares of avodah zara b'mezid, we learn that you only bring the chatos of avodah zara b'shogeg if it's the kind of aveira that had you done it b'mezid, you would have been chayiv kares. So from the fact that it says Torah achas yeh lechem, that we make a hekesh about the karbanos that you're chayiv in the kala torah kula to the karbanos that you're chayiv by avodah zarah in the following sense. Just like the chatos that you bring for a violation of avodah zarah is only if it were the kind of avera that you'd be chayiv kares had you done it b'mezid, so too all the averos in the Torah that you bring a korban chatos for are only for those kinds of things that had you done them b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares. So now the Gemara asks further, from the smichus of chatos avodah zarah to the onesh kares, and also the hekish to all other korbanos chatos, ashkechan yachid v'nasi u'mashiach, bein b'avodas chavim, bein b'shar mitzvos. So you've explained now how I know that a yachid, a nasi, a mashiach, whether they violate avodah zara or whether they violate other averos, that it's only if it's dono kares they're going to bring their karban. But the one thing we still don't know is tzibur b'avodas chavim minayin. How do I know that if a tzibur violates avodah zara, that their karban is only for something that's dono kares? The v'nichrasa is only next to shigas yachid. It's not juxtaposed in the Torah with Shigas Tzibur. So how do I know that a Tzibur violating of Avodah Zarah is also included in that category, that they're only going to be chayiv their korban if it's something that that carries with it kares, had it been done b'mezid? So the Gemara explains, after the conclusion of the parsha of Shigas Avodah Zarah of a Tzibur, Amar Kra, the pasuk says in the beginning of the parsha of Shigas Avodah Zarah of a Yachid, it says V'im Nefesh. It says V'im Nefesh Achz Techta B'Shkaga. What's the letter Vav doing there? V'yilmar El Yom Mitachton. It's connecting it back to the previous parsha. So whatever we're going to say about the carbon of a Yachid that violates Avodah Zarah is also true about the carbon of a Tzibur that violates Avodah Zarah. And that's how the Rabbanan are going to know all of the dinim, that all of these different carbonos chatos, that they're only brought if it's something that's dono kares. El Tzibur B'Shar Mitzvos Minalan. There's still one that we didn't account for, and that is, what about a Tzibur that violates something other than Avodah Zarah? How do I know that they're only going to bring their carbon, the Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur, if it's something that would be carry with it a punishment of kares had it been done b'mezid? So yalef me'ene, that we learn from a gzeira shava, because by the parhelim davar, by other mitzvos, it says v'nelim davar me'ene hakal v'asu achas mikol mitzvah shemeshalos yasena, and by the parin sarav at sibur doing avodah zarah, it says v'ye me'ene ha'eden asal shkaga. So in the parsha of a yachid doing avodah zarah, we have an indication that it's only el zdono kares, and then we link it with the Vav to the parsha of a Tzibur doing Avodah Zarah. And then from Me'ene, we link it back to a Tzibur in any other Avera outside of Avodah Zarah. All of the karbanos can only be brought if it's the kind of Avera that you'd be chayiv kares had you done it b'mezid. V'Rebbe hay Torah achas me'avodai. So now we ping-pong it back to Rebbe. Rebbe who darshins the din by the Paralim Dover from a Gzeres Shava of Aleha. He used Aleha for that. So what does he use Torah achas to teach me? So Rebbe used Torah achas for something else. Mi'bayilei l'chadetanya. He uses it for the following braisa. L'fishamatzinu shechalak ha'kosov ben yichidim l'merubim. We find that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Torah distinguishes between individuals who violate Avodah Zarah, where they're chayiv skila, versus an ira nidachas that violates Avodah Zarah, where the punishment is sayaf. And also, yechidim b'skila, lefichach mamonim palat. Because the yechidim are getting the more severe punishment, we don't destroy all their wealth. Merubin b'sayaf, but an entire city is chayiv the lesser punishment of sayaf, lefichach mamonim avad. So we do destroy, we burn all of their wealth. So since they have these different dinim, I would think they have different dinim as far as their karbanos as well. Meaning, if one city violates Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, that maybe they should not have a din of yechidim that violate Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, and each of them should not be chayiv in a si'ira lechatos. So Talmud Lomar, that's what Rebbe uses the pasuk Torah achas yelechem to tell me that whether it's an individual that violates Avodah Zarah b'shogeg or whether it's an entire city that violates Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, each person who violated Avodah Zarah brings a si'ira lechatos, and we don't say that you need a parvis sa'ir like a tzibur, because the din of parvis sa'ir of a tzibur is only if it's kol Yisrael or rov Yisrael. But the idea of a city that does Avodah Zarah, that doesn't have a din. There's b'mezid, you have ira nidachas, but b'shogeg, you don't have a special din of a city that does Avodah Zarah b'shogeg. We look at it as each individual violating Avodah Zarah b'shogeg. That's what Rebbe learns from Torah Achas. So the Gemara asks, and that limud, mask of Rav Chilke Mehagronia, why do we need a limud to tell me that if an entire city is shogeg b'Avodah Zarah, that they have the same din as a yachid that's shogeg b'Avodah Zarah? Taima the kasav rachmana tarachas yelchem. Sounds like the only reason you're equating them is because the pasuk says tarachas yelchem. Halav hachiyava minenachlok. But had it not said tarachas yelchem, I would think to distinguish an entire city that does Avodah Zarah b'shogeg from an individual that does Avodah Zarah b'shogeg. Says Gemara, but that doesn't make any sense to distinguish, because in Manavshuch there's no other possibility of what to do with them, because just like there's a svara to be mechalik their chatos, the chatos of a city that does Avodah Zarah b'shogeg from the chatos of a yachid that does Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, because they have a different onesh misa and they have a different onesh as far as their money if they were to have done it b'mezid. Well, we should also distinguish them from every other chatos that it says in the Torah. It's different than the chatos of Avodah Zarah b'tzibur. It's different than the chatos Matas of other Avirus Shabbatorah, Shel Tzibur, of a Mashiach, of a Nasi, of a Yachid, Mait Laisu, what carbon would you have them bring? Meaning you wanted to say, oh, there's a Hava Mina, that a Tzibur that does Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg brings a different carbon than a Yachid that does Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg. Yeah? What? What do you want them to bring? Meaning, Torah doesn't say anything. So what do you want them to bring? We have to go with some model that it says in the Torah about some other din. So Laisu Par, you want them to bring a Par for a Chatas? Chatas Tzibur B'Shar Mitzvosu D'maisu. The Torah says that only a Tzibur that violates a regular Los Asay in the Torah outside of Avodah Zarah would bring a Par. So we could be Mechalik between a carbon of a Merubim and a carbon of a Tzibur, because they have a different Onesh as far as their Mamon. Like we said, the city would just say that you would destroy all their money. So if you're going to tell me the Merubim that does Shogig B'Avodah Zarah should bring a Kisva, you want to say, suggest that? Yachid B'Shar Mitzvosu D'maisi. No, that's only by a Yachid that violates non-Avodah Zarah related Isurim. You're going to tell me Sa'ir, let him bring a Sa'ir? Nasi B'Shar Mitzvosu D'maisi. That's only for a Nasi who violates non-Avodah Zarah related Isurim. Par la'ol of Sari L'chatos, what, you want them to bring a Par for an Ol and a Sari L'chatos? Tzibur B'Avodah Chavimu D'maisi. That's only for a Tzibur that was Shogeg about Avodah Zarah, not for a city that was Shogeg about Avodah Zarah. So Velamai, so what do you want these guys to bring? What do you want a city that's Shogeg about Avodah Zarah to bring? Si'ira, Yachanami Ainu Karbanu. You want it to bring a Si'ira? Exactly, that's what a Yachid brings. So by definition, we have no option but to say that a city that violates Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg brings exactly what a Yachid that violates Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg would bring, because there's no other option in the Torah. So says Mar, yeah, there's another option. Isrich. Salkadai Chamina Hol V'Tzibor B'Hora'a Maisu Parlol V'Sir L'Chatos Inunami Maisu Ipcha. I might think that since the Tzibor that's Shogeg by Avodah Zarah based on a Hora'as Beizdin would bring a Parlol and a Sir L'Chatos, so a full city that's Shogeg by Avodah Zarah, not the whole Tzibor Klal Yisrael, so it's not that, it's not going to be the same carbon, but at least a full city that's Shogeg by Avodah Zarah should also bring a Par and a Sir and just flip him. Instead of they should bring a par lechatos and a sari liola instead of a par leola and a sari lechatos. So maybe you should do that. Bring the same animals and just flip them. Which one is the ola and which one is the chatos? Inami tzarech mein lo takana. Or maybe the bnei ha'ir need a kapara for what they had done, but there is no prescribed carbon, and therefore they're stuck, and they don't have the opportunity to achieve that kapara. Maybe that's the conclusion you have to draw. So that's why Rebbe needs Torah Achas Yelechem, Kamash Malan, to tell me that no, a city that violates Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg brings exactly the same carbon that a Yachid who violates Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg. We view them as a bunch of Yechidim that have all violated Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg. That is Rebbe's limud. So now we have accounted for how Rebbe and how the Rabbanon darshan the different psukim that relate to Erva and Saras Erva, as well as all the Karbanos Chatos. Now, Amar Le Levi Le Rebbe, new topic. Levi says, you know, Ma'ir Yedetani Chamesh Esrei, listen to Shesh Esrei. Our Mishnah bothers me, Levi says. Why does it say there are only 15 women that are Arayos that Pater Tzoroseim? There should be 16. There's another one that we're not thinking of. So Amar Le, so Rebbe said to Levi, Kimedumali She'en Lamoach B'Karkado. It seems that your brains fell out of your head. So the Chavaz Yair has a tshuva where he goes through all the insults in Chazal, and he says, no, they're really compliments, and they're really said with the utmost kavod, and it's a tough one, right? It seems that your brains fell out of your head. My daitech, what do you want to say? What woman do you think is missing from our Mishnah? Imo anusas aviv. Clearly, you must be referring to the what you have in mind is one's mother, but not one's mother who is married to his father. But Nebuch was an anusas aviv, that she paters her tzara as well. So the case was Yaakov marries Rachel, and they give birth to Shimon. Yaakov is then ma'anes Leah, and they give birth to Reuven. So Shimon marries Leah, who is anusas aviv, and she's muteristim because she's not eshes aviv, she's anusas aviv. And now Shimon marries Sarah also, marries another woman also, and then Shimon dies without any children. So now both of Shimon's wives are facing Yibum with Reuven. So Leah Leah is his is the mother of the Yavam Reuven, is obviously pater from Chalitza Nima. She's his mother, and she paters Sarah, her tzara, as well. So why isn't that one brought in the Mishnah? That's an actual erva. It's an actual erva because it's his mother, and it paters the tzara as well. So Iman Usav Plukta Rabbi Rabbanhi Plukta Lo Kamari. Now, because whether that case could even happen is a machlok Rabbi and the Rabbanim. Because in order for that case to happen, it has to mean that that Reuven's brother Shimon married Anusas Aviv, and that's assuming you're allowed to do that. You're definitely not allowed to marry Ashes Aviv. That's in the Torah. Whether you're allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, which would trigger this whole case to even happen, that's a machlokas tanoim, and we'd rather not speak about something that is subject to machlokas. So says Mar Velo, really, we don't talk about any cases that are subject to machlokas. Vary iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha depligi Rabbi Akiva v'rabbanan v'katani. We're going to have a mishnah on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that talks about iser mitzvah and iser kedusha. We're not going to get into what that means right now, and yet they're subject to machlokas, and yet the mishnayis in the second parak discuss it. So says Mar Yirah, we have to modify bepirkin ka'aminan. In our parak, we don't have any cases that are subject to machlokas. Second parak is a different story. But we're going to have on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that Beishamay disagrees with the whole patur of Tzaras Erva. So how can you say that we don't mention anything that's subject to Machlokas in our Mishnah, in our Perek? The first Mishnah told us all about Tzaras Erva. Beishamay thinks that there is no din that you don't do Yibam on Tzaras Erva. Says Mar, yeah, but that doesn't count as Machlokas because Beishamay Makom Beisilal ain't a Mishnah. Beishamay, we know, is outvoted. We know that Beishamay doesn't count B'Makom Beisilal. Okay, I'll give you another case. The last case in our Mishnah was Eishas Achiv Shelo Hayo Ba'olamo, where you have a brother's wife, where the two brothers were never on this planet at the same time. One of the brothers was born after the brother that was married to this woman had already died, and that's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon requires chalitza in such a case, and yet our Mishnah still lists that case. So says Gemara, Binola Lul Basof Yibim Lo Palag Rabbi Shimon. Now, in a case where the brother was born and then the Yibum happened, meaning the first brother died, then the third brother was born, and then the second brother did Yibum. So in that case, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that that if the second brother then dies without any children, that the third brother would not do Yibum. But, so there is a case of Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayo Ba'olamo that everyone would agree on. V'amar Avoshi Achalok Hayo Rabbi Shimon Af Barishona, but didn't it say that Rabbi Shimon disagrees even in the first Mishnah in the second parak that talks about an Eishes Ach Shelo Hayo Ba'olamo? So Rabbi Avoshi taught that Rabbi Shimon does not agree, that there is no case that Rabbi Shimon agrees. So he tells Rabbi Avoshi, yeah, Rabbi Avoshi said that, but we've already asked the Tiyufta Rabbi Shaya, and therefore that's not a good point. Meaning, bottom line is, in our parak, we never have any case that's subject to machlokas. So now the Gemara asks that we do find even cases that are, we do find cases that are subject to machlokas, because Vamar Rabbi Damarav v'chein Tani Rabbi Chia, that Rabbi Chia taught us Bekulan, in all 15 cases of the Arayos that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Ani Kore Behen, I could say the following din, Asura Lazeh Muteris Lazeh, the woman who's Asur to one brother is Mutter to the other, Vasura Lazeh Muteris Lazeh, and the one who's Mutter to the other is Asur to the one, that all the Arayos, you could come up with a case where one of the sisters is Asur on one of the Yavamos, on one of the men, and her sister is going to be Asur on the with the same Isser on the other one of the brothers, and therefore her sister of any ervash who is her yavama can be choletzes omis yavemes to the one that's that brother that's asura to her, because she is not achos zukukaso. Meaning, if you can, in any case of the Mishnah, you could set it up where there is no zika between woman A and man A, and therefore woman B could do chalitza with man A, and there is no zika between woman B and man B, and therefore woman A can do chalitza with man B, because there there's not going to be a Zika because they already are Arayos. You could set up every single case in our Mishnah to fit that pattern. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda Metargim, Rabbi Yehuda explains Rabbi Chia that it doesn't mean all 15 cases can be set up in such a way. Me Chamoso ve'elach, it only is from the case of Chamoso and on. Avoshita Bavi Deresha, but the first six Arayos that are mentioned in the Mishnah, meaning Bito, Bas Bino, Bas Ishto, Bas Bita, Bas Bina, Lo, that's not included in this statement of Ha'asura Lezeh, Muteris Lezeh, Ha'asura Lezeh, Muteris Lezeh. My Taima, why don't we say this din? So Kivan to Bito Ba'onsin Mishkachas, because the Arayos of Bito by Shtei Achios, that one of them is going to be Asr to one Yavam and Muter to the other, and the second one is going to be Asr to the other Yavam, Muter to the first one, Ba'onsin Mishkachas, is by a Bito Me'anusaso, you could have such a Metzios. So the case is, you have Ruvain and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, four brothers. Ruvain is Ma'ane Sara, and they have a baby Rachel. And then Shimon is Ma'ane Sara, and they have a baby Leah. So it turns out Rachel is the daughter of Ruvain, Leah is the daughter of Shimon, and they're sisters from the mother, they have the same mother. And then Levi marries Rachel, the daughter of Ruvain, Yehuda marries the sister, Leah, the daughter of Shimon, and then Levi and Yehuda both die without any children. So now both of them are facing Reuven and Shimon for Yibum. Rachel is Reuven's daughter, so she's Aser Alav because she's Bito. So she's allowed to do Yibum with Shimon, but she's not Aser Tim because she's not Achosu Kukaso of Shimon, because the other Zakuk is Shimon's daughter, so there is no Zika with Shimon's daughter. Leah, the daughter of Shimon, is Aser Tim because she's his daughter. So Benisuin lo Mishkachas. Says Gemara, yeah, you find it by Anusa, but you don't find the binisuin. Binisuin kamari, ba'onsin lo kamari. And we're only talking about nisuin over here, we're not talking about onsin. So even though you could set up such a case by onsin, you can't set up such a case by nisuin. Okay, but so we'll pick up from there tomorrow and try to figure it all out. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day.